It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep. A family feud erupted this month among some of the people who run Kazakhstan. That former Soviet republic is a massive source of oil and gas. And this month, the government issued an arrest warrant for the country's ambassador to Austria. The target of that arrest warrant also happens to be the son-in-law of Kazakhstan's president. And he's accusing his father-in-law of orchestrating a politically motivated attack against him. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
On June 1st, police in Austria arrested Rakhat Aliyev, Kazakhstan's ambassador to Vienna, on the basis of a warrant from the Kazakhstan government. He has been charged with kidnapping and running a mafia network, all charges that Aliyev denies.
From Kazakhstan, the Ministry of Interior fabricated all the cases against me.
Austrian authorities released Aliyev on a $1.3 million bail. In this phone interview from Vienna, the ex-ambassador claimed he was the target of a campaign led by his father-in-law, President Nursultan Nazarbayev.
He already confiscated, without any court decision, all my assets in Kazakhstan. Sugar factories, shares from the bank, shares from TV station and radio station.
Nazarbayev was ruling Kazakhstan even before independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. During this time, his son-in-law founded a business empire and held a series of top posts in government. But Aliyev also made many enemies, says Tanya Costello, a political analyst with the Eurasia Group.
Rakhat Aliyev has actually been a very unpopular business person in Kazakhstan for a long time, mainly because many business players in Kazakhstan would argue that he's used very aggressive tactics to expand his business empire.
Aliyev acknowledges he may have finally crossed the line with his father-in-law when he criticized a plan that he says would make Nazarbayev the de facto king of Kazakhstan. Last month, Kazakhstan's parliament passed a constitutional amendment which removed the two-term limit on Nazarbayev's presidency, allowing him to run for office a third time in elections scheduled to take place in 2012. Nazarbayev easily won past elections that were widely viewed as rigged. Many observers here say this new constitutional amendment effectively makes Nazarbayev president for life. Nazarbayev discussed the new law for the first time in public at a press conference last week in the eastern city of Ust-Kamenogorsk.
I was not the one who made the proposal. It was our parliament members who proposed the law, presumably expressing the opinion of their voters. Does eastern Kazakhstan support this? You see, everybody supports it.
Political analysts say that while Nazarbayev is an authoritarian leader, he enjoys widespread support because under his rule, oil and gas-rich Kazakhstan has prospered. This 23-year-old university student named Murat Sagadimov was among a crowd of hundreds of people who lined up to see the opening of the president's new political party headquarters in Ust-Kamenogorsk.
I would be glad if he will be the president all of his life.
During the four-hour wait for the president, event organizers distributed political party T-shirts, hats, and flags to the crowd, and then made them rehearse pro-Nazarbayev slogans. Nazarbayev finally arrived in a black Mercedes with the license plate number 1. There is little organized opposition to Nazarbayev now. Some opposition leaders have fled the country. One prominent Nazarbayev opponent was murdered last year. And the local press is far from free. Kazakhstani political analyst Dosim Sadpayev says the only real threat to Nazarbayev's rule comes from members of the ruling elite, which includes his family.
Our president is afraid of his own family now, because some people from president's family decided to participate in struggle for political power.
Ex-ambassador Rakhat Aliyev had recently proposed himself as a future candidate for president. After the government ordered his arrest, Aliyev threatened to testify against his father-in-law in the corruption scandal known as Kazakhgate, which is currently being tried in a U.S. court.
Mr. Nazarbayev afraid because I know many inside information about corruption in country.
This week, the president's eldest daughter, Dariga Nazarbayeva, announced her divorce from Rakhat Aliyev. She has also reportedly taken control of her ex-husband's shares in a major bank in Kazakhstan. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Almaty.